The Varagon Barn, also known as the Dukabor Barn. Like all other regions of Alberta, Pincher Creek and southwestern Alberta in particular has a multicultural history. Amongst the many vibrant of these minorities settling in Western Canada were the Dukabor religious sect originating in Central Europe, but in particular in Southern Russia, the Republic of Georgia, and the Ukraine. The Dukabor faith holds tenets of pacifism, communal living, and vegetarianism, which eschews the use of animal labor. Philosophically opposed to the Tsarist imperialist expansion, the sect became conflicted with the government of Nicholas II and defied the Tsar's orders for its members to be conscripted into the Russian military. The sect leader was Peter Lordly Varagon. He was jailed for his activism, and as years of repression received the attention of the novelist Leonid Tolstoy, Tolstoy advocated the migration of the Dukabors to Western Canada. A Dukabor colony originally settled in eastern Saskatchewan in the Yorkton area. When their communal nature did not align with the homestead title system, the colony threatened to leave Canada. The Canadian government worked with Russian officials to release the lordly Peter Varagon from imprisonment, and he joined his people and convinced them to stay. An accommodation for communal colonies was drafted, but was not honored by future governments. Varagon refused individual title registries and founded a new colony in the Slocan Valley of British Columbia, where fruits and vegetables could be grown according to their faith without animal labor. The lordly Varagon moved with the British Columbia sect, but he was later murdered in a railway car bombing in 1924. And this brings us to Peter Varagon's son, also known as Peter Varagon. To try to encourage self-sufficiency for Dukabor staying in Alberta, the younger Varagon encouraged a sect of some 300 to settle in the area of Cowley and Lunbrick around 1915. The communal colony purchased the vast South Fork Ranch from its owner, Frederick W. Godsall, who retired in that year. The original settlers became active of the local agricultural communities and were noted as wheat farmers, building grain elevators at Cowley and Lunbrick. The practicality of large-scale wheat farming forced many of the tenants regarding animal labor to fall off in the Cowley colony as the Dukabors learned to work the land with Percheron horses and modern equipment. The bottom lands were irrigated with surplus vegetable production sold into the Pincher Creek community. Unlike his father, the colony leader Peter Varagon the Younger advocated decentralization of the commune and relaxed many of the strict rules. By 1927, the commune was heavily mortgaged. As the Depression closed in after 1929, Varagon moved to modernize, but he was opposed by the leadership in British Columbia. After his resignation in 1934, creditors closed in and eventually foreclosed on the communal farm in 1937. The Dukabor land holdings were broken up, and members of the commune were offered the option to purchase under individual titles. Many refused these titles, believing their people had been robbed of their farm and abandoned the area for British Columbia. But several families, such as the Maloffs, the Shermatoffs, and the Varagons, did remain and bought back the property. Descendants of the original settlers remain today with their religious traditions intact. A Dukabor prayer hall is in active use in the town of Lunbrick. Working horse barns, such as the Varagon Farm, today found in Kootenay Brown Pioneer Village, were essential to the successful farm. This barn was built by Peter P. Varagon during the 1930s on the family property that was once part of the colony. The Varagon Barn's original foundation was of hand-placed cobblestone and reinforced with wet mortar. The original foundation, unfortunately, was lost in the process of relocation to the village, so the structure has been reset upon modern concrete footings, foundations, and flooring to support the massive weight of the structure. The walls are constructed from stout logs harvested near beaver mines, which were hauled to the building sites with the heavy Percheron's horses. The Varagon Barn is built in hip roof style of working barns with a flared gambrel roof. This style allowed for generous amounts of space that was needed for the feeding, care, and in bad weather, the stabling of large livestock and for storing associated tools of animal care and commerce. The spacious upper lofts, long past its heydays, forgive the pun, However, the expanse of space is now a common area for temporary exhibits, overnight sleepovers, or even square dancing lessons for education programs. The bottom tier of the barn consists of large stalls on either side, each with a feeding bunk. The expansive upper tier was designed purely for feed storage. In summer months, hay production was elevated to the upper level by winch or loaders, or by laboriously hand stacking the hay into sugarloaf piles if the hay was loose, or stacked if it was bundled or baled. On either side of the upper level are trap doors through which hay was pushed, then gravity fed to the first story feeding bunks. In use for nearly six decades, this barn stood on its original site near the Old Man River. The Varigan Barn was relocated to the village in 1989 as construction of the Three Rivers Dam threatened the site. The barn now displays many items found in the working barn era: haying tools, sheep shearing equipment, waste scales, dairy separators and milking machines, fencing equipment, gardening tools, seed cleaners, and harness and tack. Among the wagons you can find in the Varigan Barn are the two-seater carriage of Isabella Brown, better known as Kootenai Brown's wife, who he called Nietzsche Moose. A multi-seat coach, better known as a double Democrat, was used by the King Edward Hotel to ferry guests to and from the railway station at Pincher City to their hotel inside Pincher Creek, over 2 miles away. There is also a four-seat touring family wagon that Arthur Edgar Cox used as well. And you can certainly find the Cox family house at other parts of Kootenai Brown Pioneer Village.